American Language Course, Book 20, Tape 1C. Hello. Open your Language Laboratory Activities booklet to Tape 1C. Look at Figure 1. Listen to some dialogues and select the correct answer. Number 1.
I'll need a list before I go.
Okay. Let me check the refrigerator and then I'll write it for you. Number 2.
Do you have everything you need?
No. The recipe calls for milk, and I don't have enough. Number 3.
This is an excellent performance.
You're right, and the music is great. Number 4.
How much do you need?
It says here 2 tablespoons. Number 5. Do you have a fever?
I don't know. I haven't taken my temperature yet.
Number 6.
Did you call them about the trip?
Yes. They'll make the reservations. We can pick up the tickets tomorrow. Number 7. It says here it'll be cold again tomorrow.
What does it say about the weekend?
Number 8. That was delicious. How was yours?
Mine had too much butter.
Now let's check your answers. Number 1 is C. The man is going to the grocery store. Number 2 is A. The woman wants to cook something. Number 3 is B. The people are at a concert. Number 4 is A. The woman is reading a recipe. Number 5 is B. The man needs a thermometer. Number 6 is C. The woman called a travel agency. Number 7 is C. The woman is reading the weather forecast. Number 8 is A. The man and woman are at a restaurant. Look at Figure 2. Repeat the sentences. They contain phrases with pronouns and the word of. A few of the girls met at the mall. Margaret didn't like any of the shoes she'd tried on. Most of the books were sold by noon. He paid only half of his bills. The doctor returned all of the calls he had received. Neither of the stores had the radio he wanted. Few of the students passed the test. Hank ate only a little of the vegetables at dinner. None of the children went to school yesterday. Mary spends little of her money on entertainment. Now look at figure 3. You will hear questions. Answer the questions with the cue words you see. Use the pronoun and the word of in your answer. Number 1 is an example. Listen.
Do both of your sons play football?
No, neither of my sons plays football. Again.
Do both of your sons play football?
Repeat. No, neither of my sons plays football. Okay. Listen to each question and answer it. Number 2. Does he spend most of his time reading? Repeat. No, he spends most of his time watching TV. Number 3. Are all of the girls taking typing? Repeat. Yes, and some of the boys are taking typing. Number 4. Did many of the stores close for the holiday? Repeat. No, many of them stayed open. Number 5. Does either of the girls want to go to the mall with you? Repeat. No, both of them want to stay home. Number 6. Were any of the weapons damaged in the accident? Repeat. Yes, many of them were damaged. Number 7. Did many of the airmen come to the show? Repeat. No, few of the airmen came. Number 8. Can you sing a little of the song? Repeat. Yes, I can sing a little of it. Look at figure 4. You'll see some lines to write on. Listen to a paragraph and then paraphrase it. Remember that when you write a paraphrase, you write what you hear in different words, but the meaning stays the same. You will hear the paragraph two times. Listen.
Captain Parks is new to this installation. He just arrived this week. Before he came here, he was stationed in Washington, D.C. He liked living in the capital city, but it was very expensive. He knows that it is cheaper to live in this part of the country. He likes this base, too. He thinks he will have a good tour of duty and is looking forward to the next 3 years.
Now listen to the paragraph again and then paraphrase it.
Captain Parks is new to this installation. He just arrived this week. Before he came here, he was stationed in Washington, D.C. He liked living in the capital city, but it was very expensive. He knows that it is cheaper to live in this part of the country. He likes this base, too. He thinks he will have a good tour of duty and is looking forward to the next 3 years.
Now write the paraphrase in Figure 4. Okay. To see an example of a paraphrase, turn to the answer page for this tape. Now listen to a husband and wife in a supermarket.
Lois, we have to hurry if you want to get the shopping done and get back to the house before your parents arrive.
I know, Herb. Tell you what, you take this list and I'll get the fruits and vegetables.
Great. Then we'll meet at checkout counter number 2, and whoever gets there first can pick me up a couple packs of cigarettes, okay?
Sounds good to me.
Wait a minute. Let's look over this list together just to make sure we get everything.
Right. You better make sure you can read my writing.
Let's see. A gallon of milk, a quart of orange juice, a pound of butter, and 2 cartons of eggs, right? I got the sodas last night.
That's right. And if you get through before I do, get a large box of cereal, a jar of mustard, and a jar of mayonnaise. The bakery is just by the vegetable area, so I'll pick up a couple of loaves of bread. Now, on my list, I have a bunch of bananas, a pound of apples, a 5-pound bag of potatoes, a bunch of carrots, a dozen oranges, head of lettuce, and 6 tomatoes. Can you think of anything else we need?
Yeah, didn't you say we're out of onions?
That's right. Thanks for reminding me. I'll get a sack of onions, too. Okay, let's get going. See you at counter 2.
Now look at the grocery list in Figure 5. Listen to the dialogue again. Put a check mark by the things Herb is supposed to get.
Lois, we have to hurry if you want to get the shopping done and get back to the house before your parents arrive.
I know, Herb. Tell you what, you take this list and I'll get the fruits and vegetables.
Great. Then we'll meet at checkout counter number 2, and whoever gets there first can pick me up a couple packs of cigarettes, okay?
Sounds good to me.
Wait a minute. Let's look over this list together just to make sure we get everything.
Right. You better make sure you can read my writing.
Let's see. A gallon of milk, a quart of orange juice, a pound of butter, and 2 cartons of eggs, right? I got the sodas last night.
That's right. And if you get through before I do, get a large box of cereal, a jar of mustard, and a jar of mayonnaise. The bakery is just by the vegetable area, so I'll pick up a couple of loaves of bread. Now, on my list, I have a bunch of bananas, a pound of apples, a 5-pound bag of potatoes, a bunch of carrots, a dozen oranges, a head of lettuce, and 6 tomatoes. Can you think of anything else we need?
Yeah, didn't you say we were out of onions?
That's right. Thanks for reminding me. I'll get a sack of onions, too. Okay, let's get going. See you at counter 2.
Look at the same grocery list in figure 6. Listen to the dialogue again, and this time, put a check mark by the things Lois will get.
Lois, we have to hurry if you want to get the shopping done and get back to the house before your parents arrive.
I know, Herb. Tell you what, you take this list, and I'll get the fruits and vegetables.
Great. Then we'll meet at checkout counter number 2, and whoever gets there first can pick me up a couple packs of cigarettes, okay?
Sounds good to me.
Wait a minute. Let's look over this list together just to make sure we get everything.
Right. You better make sure you can read my writing.
Let's see. A gallon of milk, a quart of orange juice, a pound of butter, and 2 cartons of eggs, right? I got the sodas last night.
That's right. And if you get through before I do, get a large box of cereal, a jar of mustard, and a jar of mayonnaise. The bakery is just by the vegetable area, so I'll pick up a couple of loaves of bread. Now, on my list, I have a bunch of bananas, a pound of apples, a 5-pound bag of potatoes, a bunch of carrots, a dozen oranges, a head of lettuce, and 6 tomatoes. Can you think of anything else we need?
Yeah, didn't you say we were out of onions?
That's right. Thanks for reminding me. I'll get a sack of onions, too. Okay, let's get going. See you at counter 2.
Let's check your answers. The correct answers for figure 5 are as follows. A gallon of milk, a quart of orange juice, a pound of butter, 2 cartons of eggs, a large box of cereal, a jar of mustard, and a jar of mayonnaise. Now look at the ratings in the box at the bottom of the page. There are 7 correct answers for this figure. 6 to 7 correct answers means that your listening comprehension is excellent. 4 to 5 correct answers means that your listening comprehension is good. And 0 to 3 correct answers means you need to improve in this area. The correct answers for figure 6 are as follows. 2 loaves of bread, a bunch of bananas, a pound of apples, a 5-pound bag of potatoes, a bunch of carrots, a dozen oranges, a head of lettuce, 6 tomatoes, and a sack of onions. Now look at the ratings in the box at the bottom of the page. There are 9 correct answers for this figure. 8 to 9 correct answers means that your listening comprehension is excellent. 5 to 7 correct answers means that your listening comprehension is good. And 0 to 4 correct answers means that you need to improve in this area. This is the end of tape 1C, book 20.